Blog Talk Radio.
Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I was just in here knocking to that. Here comes Goldie. I just love that track so much. I was killing it on that. Yeah, you can tell I'm up in here feeling myself right now. And shout out to everybody that's always listening. Shout out to my peoples in Pennsylvania, Yonkers, Connecticut. I see y'all. I see everybody. And I'm, you know, I always talk about support. They probably say, she always saying it. Because I always need to say it. How many people do you know that will not support you? It's funny how strangers will support you more than people that you know. I could just meet somebody and they'll go the distance further than people that knew me all my life and seen me struggling. But you know what? Enough of that, because we ain't got time for that. We live right now. I'm so excited about my guest. I got the author, Jerome Enders, calling in. He's a playwright. You know, I'm trying to get all up in his plays and everything. You know how Miss Goldie do. They calling me the plug, but I'm always trying to get plugged in. Shout out to my boy Chucky Bond out there in Philly. It's so many artists that I've been meeting and so many good artists. And I got this group coming on later called Infinity. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, I'm not really all the, even though I'm a hip-hop artist and I shouldn't be saying this. They always telling me I shouldn't be saying this. But I'm not into that crap that they be talking about. And it's just such a turnoff when you're listening to music, especially when the beat is knocking. And then they just come on with some bull crap. So, you know, shout out to Infinity. They got a real good project. And I can't wait till they're on the line. And shout out to everybody at Culture Zine Radio Network. I love them for giving me this opportunity, for giving me this platform. I needed this platform because y'all know I could talk. If you know me, you know I could talk. And I love to have people listening to me. And we got a lot of big things going on out here in Atlanta. I'm looking for artists, the hottest artists. The radio station got something popping. But we got unsigned artist tour called The Road to Helsinki and also Project Next. So hit me up on Instagram, on Facebook, get the information. It's a big show popping in Atlanta coming up next month, where artists will get the chance to receive the opportunity to perform overseas. I mean, if you want to keep on staying local, I've never been that local type of artist. I mean, I represent my hood and everything, but I am far from local, and I'm going to expand this globe in as many reach and as much reach as I can. And it's called The Road to Helsinki and Project Next. And I don't know what y'all going to be doing this weekend coming up, but I'm going to try to be at CIAA. They got some big things going on out there in North Carolina that I'm definitely trying to get in the mix with, because Miss Goldie, stay in that mix. You know what I mean? So also another project that I'm keeping close to my heart, and I'm going to be promoting it, and I'm going to be getting on everybody's nerves about it, is the Lupus Walk. They having a It's called an organization called Two Sisters, Two Lupus, and the organization started out of Yonkers, but they are bringing awareness to lupus and helping, you know, people do what they do. And I am definitely on their team, and I'm going to bring y'all on board on their team, because we need all the help we could get. Y'all don't even know. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have them as guests on the show next week. So y'all could tune in next week, too. They're going to give you all the information that you need about this lupus walk. And, I mean, I want people to really join in on this, because it kills a lot of our people. And it's a silent killing, and we can't, you know. We got enough going on out here in the world. But before we get to our very special guest, Mr. Author Jerome Enders, we are going to pay some bills, pay some homage, and we're going to go to our Artist of the Week, which is my homeboy, Smooth the Hustler, who I had the pleasure of having on my show with the Art of Writing. So stay tuned, and we will be back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culturezine Radio Network.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to JDSOnlineMarketing.com. That's JDSOnlineMarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Hello, my name is David Fleming. The name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps, and I make all natural soaps consisting of shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. Hope to see you at my website, Alabaster Box Soaps.
Yo, I'm about to demonstrate the art of rap. Yeah. Smooth the Hustler, Brooklyn. Yo. I'm an outcast. My exhibit is raw. Nevertheless, I keep it Dougie fresh. Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, y'all. I beat y'all. Y'all beat Paul. You MC Light. I'm Heavy D in these streets, dog. No matter the season, got salt and pepper on me. Shaking the hard white. Black Glock resting on me. I beat Rock the CL. Smooth got revenue. With his Beastie Boys, they call him the Rock Steady Crew. We ride Chevy, cop heavy. I got Fetty too. Most Def was calm and I tuck rocked heavy jewels. I'm about to dead press. Half a mil to a mil. Push the wheel through the bill, through Cypress to Sugar Hill. By the spot, had Shantae on the block all day. You JJ Fat, and I want the rocks and Shantae. We in the jungle, brother, singing to the sergeant. See, my Glock make music, I bone thugs in harmony. Bullets kiss suckers, make them hug the concrete. Seek the street, him in the concrete beyond arm reach. He tried to snoop, couldn't touch a dime. A leader of the new, I run these MCs, and I bust the rhyme. Male or female, I rock him and her, your team suck. My queen pen do a king just.
The art of rap. The art of rap. The art of rap.
I used to be a public enemy with criminals running around. Was once mainstream, now I'm digital underground. I see rap, G-packed. Who said it's all Brooklyn? From BK to AZ, my ghetto boys push it. I'm gangstar. I cold crush brothers, bring the noise. Sick saying they love my flavor, Flav. Yeah, boy, we NWAs. They BMW crazed. Easy on going to eat mine. You ain't coming today. I don't care and play. I'm slicker than Rick with my ruler. Look, little mama, this Big Daddy Kane to ruin ya. You need Dr. Dre to get biz on ya. I slide to your crib and drop a few crustified dibs on ya. Nice and smooth when I'm doing it. Cool like Herb, nasty like Nas. These chicks are ludicrous. I guess I'm just an ultra magnetic MC. My polarity pulls the ass section of me. Plus, I'm a monster when I'm high, so if I plan on bumping her, I bring beer, Tupac, and a Big L to punish her. She want more love, I'ma give her a little more. Some cook, coke, crack, get a jig of them before. M&M's in the left, the right, stuck in my pocket. Master P and his G, no limits to object. I lost boys on the come up. Curb chase the dope heads who was home running for a third base. My chaotic style, organized, confusing. So before the chaos, we mob deep in the Herb's face.
The art of rap. The art of rap. The art of rap.
I'm like Africa Bambaataa, my legacy won't stop. Now if I don't drop soon, another MF's doomed. I get busy, B, you heard of me early. I usually brutally murder beef, though I curl heat and murder beef. These dumbbells, they ain't fooling me, done. I'm a lost professor, I straight schooly DM. I rock like T and Scott La, play a role. I plug one, plug two, take your De La Soul. I'm an old dirty bastard, so fresh and so clean. I Raekwon the chef dudes, ghost face the scene. Do a Houdini and Camp Low, 40 by Patricia. I met the man, the Capadon. I'm naughty by nature. I do a K solo on the LL Cool. Furious 5, Fearless 4, Treacherous 3, Awesome 2. I'm the one like KRS. Grandmaster Caz on him, wow styling. Now picture me Grandmaster Flash on him. Me and Trig, B-Side, we spazzed on him. For the record, he can get ill and I'll scratch for him. Black sheep of the flock. My lynch mob, 40 thieves tops. Ain't nothing brand Nubian but the cop. We Mike Geronimo rappers are hanging on the spot. Keep what I beat nuts for they guap. Just Ice Cubes in my I see the summer's hot. I Curtis blow the scene before police run on the block. For life, I'm just hip to the hop. Hustler.
When I tell you, you don't know if you don't even must, if you don't like this song right here, you don't like hip hop. Because Smooth the Hustler killed that track so crazy. That was hip hop. That's what I'm talking about. That's what type of hip hop artist I am. I don't know what type of dude. And, you know, I don't got nothing against nobody. Don't y'all be going around saying Miss Goldie said this and Miss Goldie said that. I'm just saying, I like the kind of music that I like, okay? I'm not trying to, you know, knock nobody's little hustler, but Smooth the Hustler, homie, you just killed that track. And I'm loving it. You know what? Shout out to Chucky Bonner, he's from Pittsburgh. You know, people from different states, you know, don't be saying I'm from Brooklyn if I'm from the Bronx, and don't be saying I'm from Yonkers if I'm from Mount Vernon. Y'all know how that go, right? So, you know, he texted me and let me know that he was not from Philly Day. He was from Pittsburgh. So shout out to Pittsburgh and all the people from Pittsburgh. I rocks with Pittsburgh. I love it. I'm going to be out there to see y'all real soon. We're going to be out there up in Pittsburgh. But you know what? I'm not going to hold y'all because my guest is on the line, Mr. Jerome Enders. And, you know, I could brag about people all day. I could say and go on and on about people. But it's just so much better when you get it from the people. So, Mr. Enders, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing so wonderful. I'm so glad that you agreed to be a guest on the Miss Goldie to You show. I'm getting a little crackling in your phone over there. But, you know, sometimes I ask people to come on my show, and they don't even come. But I don't care about, you know, I don't care about the denial. I care about the opportunity for me to reach out to my people and give them a platform.
Understand.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad you chose to use this platform, and I'm so excited to talk to you. What's going on with your phone?
Oh, no.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hear you clear. I hear you pretty clear. You don't hear me too well?
I mean, I hear a lot of crackling going on. I don't know if everybody else can hear the crackling going on. But my sister let me know if there's crackling going on. But anyway, so you got a lot of exciting projects on the table, but first, I want you to tell everybody, who is Jerome Enders? Like, where did he come from? Where did he grow up?
All right. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Goldie, for allowing me to on your show, and I appreciate your platform. You know, I've been watching what you do, and I've been checking you, following you on social media, and I appreciate your grind. And thank you for having me, and I support anybody that's out there trying to create some things and make things happen for themselves, so I salute you on that. And first of all, I'm originally from Yonkers, New York. I grew up in Yonkers, New York. Started off with a hip-hop background. Then I evolved into an author. Then eventually,
Wait a minute. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I'm going to ask you, I don't know, it's a lot of crackling going on your phone. And they're telling me that they can hear it. So I want you to hang up and call back, and I'm going to bring you back on the line. And because I want everybody to hear what you have to say, because I know what you got going on, and we're going to work this. So just hang up and call me right back, and we'll be back on the line with Mr. Jerome Enders, Yonkers Orphan.
I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. Get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words with Daniel A. Nelson. The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Okay, and if you have just tuned in, you are now tuned into the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culturezine Radio Network. And we are on the line with the author himself, Mr. Jerome Enders. Let me hear that phone now.
How you doing?
Can you
hear me? How it sound right now?
Oh, that sounds so much better. Yes. Will you live up
all
in
right.
Connecticut somewhere? You live up in the suburbs somewhere. So now, we're going to start over. You were telling us that you are originally from Yonkers, and that's one of the questions I definitely wanted to get into, because before you started writing, you were doing what?
I was doing hip-hop. I had a background in hip-hop.
Yeah, and what they used to call you back then?
I was known as Royal Rome. You can find me, as far as the hip-hop archives in Yonkers, I'm known as Royal Rome, as far as in hip-hop, a pioneer in Yonkers hip-hop music.
And you know what? I remember when you was Royal Rome, and I remember Yonkers always had a lot of talented people in it. And even growing up as a young kid in the African American Heritage Festivals, they always had you guys involved, and Eazy-E and Tri-State Jericho and CeCe and his brother. It was always, and you know, African Bambaataa lived over there on Riverdale. So it was like a lot of musically talented people already in the city. And I thank you for that, because, you know, I feel like I got my talent from Yonkers. It was hard. It was a struggle. And we might have had to do things the harder way, but we learned better.
Yes. Yes. So with that being said, I started off in hip-hop. Then I evolved as an author, and I wrote the book, Yonkers, the Lost City of Hip-Hop, in which I record some of that history you're talking about with African Bambaataa and Grandmaster Flash, Imperial Jay-Z, all those hip-hop pioneers, you know, getting this foundation up in Yonkers and the Bronx and places like that. And I also wrote a book called The Man That Walked the Dog, so from producing movies. So that's where we are right now.
So what do you think about the music today versus the hip-hop culture that you fought for and the hip-hop culture that you guys started off to create? What do you think about the music now?
Like you were saying earlier, it's music, it's rap, it's not hip hop, it's not the culture of hip hop. That's considered rap. That's considered that's a, I don't know what that been, what we listen to now, what that been cloned into. As far as the lyrical content is unsatisfactory. Most of the music, you can't really get with the music. Me personally, as a connoisseur of hip hop, but then you do got some good hip hop that's out there. As far as lyrically, I appreciate this new hip hop. Lyrically, I appreciate the rap battles. As far as the URL and Smack. I like
right,
because
it goes back
battles.
To the real lyrical ability of an artist.
There you go. I feel that. So when I want to get into tapping into some real elements of hip hop, I listen to a Smack or URL battle to get some real lyrics. At least I know I'm not going to be cheated. But for the stuff that they a lot of stuff that play on the radio, I don't listen to a lot of stuff they play on the radio because I can't really follow it, and the vibrations in the music just don't make my body. I just can't listen to that stuff. It just, you know, the music been altered, you know?
It's very agitating at some point.
Yeah.
I would say.
So with that being said, as a second tier young person that got involved in hip hop at an early age back then, my job is what I do personally is I talk to a lot of these younger people and let them and introduce them to the old culture. Like I let them listen to KRS-One, I let them listen to Brand Nubian, I let them listen to Public Enemy, because these young people is not gonna know the hip hop culture unless we teach it to them, because mainstream radio is trying to get money, so they're not perpetuating the hip hop culture. So that's what I do to live. I teach the real lyrics. I mean, the real elements of hip hop, and I teach them to the young people.
So, if someone wanted to contribute or participate in what it is that you do with the youth and anything that you're trying to, you know, I'm into helping people broaden things, because where one thing works, it might work in another place. If we imitate things that work and things that are productive to our community, things, you know, if you have one person doing one thing versus if you have 60 people doing the same thing, I think we can cause bigger ripple effects in this world. And you, like myself, are a person that is into life-changing things and like to change lives. So tell me about how people can be a part of that.
How I connect with the young people through the music, what I do? Is that the question? Or how can I get involved?
No, the question is actually, how could someone link up with you if they wanted to be a sponsor for your organization, be a part? You never know. Somebody might want to send you $20. People sit at home and they listen to stuff. If someone wanted to know what you're doing or how you're doing it,
how
they can be a part of it, yes.
All right. Yes, thank you. Good question. I'm clear on it. What I do in brief is, besides write books and make films, I set up a platform in which the youth and young men, and I teach them some real survival skills to help them navigate through this wilderness.
Right.
And I use music as a medium to get them there. As far as I meet a lot of young people, they know my background in hip-hop. Even though I'm not into what they're into musically, I still keep my ear to what they're doing. But as an OG in the music, they want to hear a lot of my advice, and they want me to teach them a lot of the elements of the past. So I use the elements of the past to teach these younger people, and that's the way in which I'm able to talk to them. Now, the problems that some of the young guys have, in which I'm fortunate enough to connect to it and add some assistance and value to their life, a lot of them are caught up in the streets. A lot of them caught up in the penal system. A lot of them caught up in gangs and a lot of that type of activity. Fortunately for me, I'm able to connect with, bring them to people that could assist them in that particular struggle.
Right, and that's good.
Yeah, so my email address is JeromeEnders@gmail.com. That's JeromeEnders@gmail.com. And also, My website is www.jeromeenders.com. That's www.jeromeenders.com.
And you know what? They can always look on the Culture Zine Radio Network website, and I put all your links and everything attached to the show, which you, I'll share it on your page. They can always go to the Ms. Goldie to You page on Facebook and follow up on this information. I love when people are doing good things, and I really want it to continue. So now let's get back to the plays and the filming.
All right. All right. The film, so after evolving into from hip-hop to eventually screenwriter, I spent the last couple years developing my craft as a producer slash screenwriter. And in 2016,
right now
I'm in position to drop several films this year. That's where I'm at right now. So one of the films I'm dropping and promoting is a film called Lay My Hands Upon Thee. That's called Lay My Hands Upon Thee. And that particular film is about a preacher's wife who feels neglected and decides to have an affair and wind up taking a walk through hell. So that's what Lay My Hands Upon Thee is about. Yeah. So that one, Lay My Hands Upon Thee. You like that?
Yes.
Yeah. So that particular one is Lay My Hands Upon Thee. And then I have a film called Angel that's going to drop this summer. Angel. And then the one I was talking about that is premiering in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and also is going to premiere in Times Square. Yeah, Jamaica and Cayman Islands. And it's going to premiere in Times Square, New York, April 7th. This particular movie is called Diary of a Bad Man, in which I'm producing that movie. So basically, I got several projects, films that's going to come out this year, and I'm trying to position myself.
You got
as a
lot
powerful
of stuff going on out here. And that's what I love, especially being an African-American man. And know everybody, I'm not prejudiced, but people are so quick to tell us when we are wrong and when we're not being of any substance, of any value. So when I see a African-American man of some substance and of some value, I will praise you and applaud you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
And you deserve it.
Thank you. But what it comes down to is appreciation that you get and I get. It may look easy, but it comes through sacrifice and a whole lot of hard work. You just don't wake up one morning. You just don't wake up one morning and have three or four films that you're producing and writing. You know, it's a lot of it's challenging, but it's doable. And I tell everybody to do it. It's doable. If you have the dream, just stay focused and you can do it. You know,
right.
I look
the
at
sweat
the show,
equity is ridiculous.
Yeah, your show where you had the guys from Money and Violence on your show.
Mhm.
I really appreciate what their artwork and what they bring to the table, and it shows that.
Well,
actually,
the cast from Money and Violence didn't come on my show, and you know, I'm not mad at them because my show was actually scheduled on the day of the premiere of season two. But I love Money and Violence. And I try to support them, too, in anything that they're doing. And I'm always available to them anytime they want to come to the show.
All right. So, you know, what happened was is I seen social media, right? And I know, I don't know how far back it was, but I seen you promoting it. And sometimes when I write, I disconnect from what's going on and just focus on writing. But I was happy.
Right.
I was happy you was on your grind because I said Goldilocks is really doing her thing and trying to, you know, get some. So I was just happy that you was just doing some stuff. So, but to mention that, just to appreciate the artwork and just the different people that's representing art and doing different things in different levels. That's the bottom line with that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I like to shine light on people. You know, people just look at, people like to shine the light after you done worked so hard and now you don't want the light because you want the light to go out so you can get some rest. But they don't shine the light on the grind. And that's what I'm here to do, shine the light on the grind, show you how these things happen from people making sacrifices, from people believing in dreams and following dreams. Now, imagine you never wrote your first book.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure it was people telling you, oh, you so busy writing that book and you so busy doing this, because they told me I was so busy rapping and so busy doing this. And now I'm so busy talking to people on the radio. So what? And they so busy ain't doing nothing. But we going to go into this artist of the month, which is Colonel Lau in California with that Texas remix. And then we will be back with my guest, author Jerome Endes. And if you just tuned in, you are now listening to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Z Radio Network with Urban Culture Lives. Let's go.
Powwow Baby with the Underground King Bun B, Colonel Lau, Third Coast to the West Coast, and everywhere in between, represent one time for the ring.
Hey, Trill OG, you know I'm all about the kind. From PAT with TAC all on my mind. Gotta get the best bud, you already know. I'm headed to the place where the good already grow. Caught the first thing out to Los Angeles. On a mission for the grade A cannabis. If I make the right move, I could get rich. So in the words of Young Pimp, smoke something, bitch. Like Tupac said, it's elementary. You get the gross spot and set up the dispensary. Open up the loud pack and slap you in the face. All legal, baby, we ain't about to catch a case. Man, I used to slay switches in the alley, trying to save up and buy a fresh pair of ballets. Now we just sit back and watch money tally. Ball like Gumball Rally, turn up, see your Cali, hold up.
Go get on a grind. I hit my Uso for a plug on the juice. Satellite supply only blazing on the truth. I'm on the vibe, pulling up a four, trading truth. Chunk of deuce, one time for zero in the candy coop. Third Coast ripping on the west, cheaping on the best. Screwed up, getting glued up, staying blessed, staying blessed. From River Oaks to Sherman Oaks, from gripping oak in the IE in the ghost, seeing ghosts, seeing ghosts. On I-10 with Slim Thug, I'm boss hogging. In Long Beach with Dabs, I'm pulling up a coffee. Coffee school boy Q, turn me on to a grower now. Snoop Dogg stay, Curtis. See you, California.
Somebody tell me. Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B.
Get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
The Ultra Lounge is Roseville's newest place for the 21 and over to come out and play every Friday night. The Ultra Lounge features DJ Mighty Mike in the mix, playing the best in hip-hop and R&B. Drink specials all night, and it's only $10 to get into the Ultra Lounge Friday night. The Ultra Lounge is located at 1100 Orlando Avenue in Roseville. For booth and bottle reservations or to book a party, call 916-248-2120. That's 916-248-2120.
If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on CultureZine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. I got to tell y'all, Connecticut is so heavy on the line right now. I'm like, oh my goodness, like my whole screen is like 203. Shout out to Connecticut, and you know, shout out to my boys coming up next on the line, Infinity. And if you just tuned in, I'm live right now with my guest, author, Mr. Jerome Enders. And if you missed it, you definitely going to have to pull it back on the CultureZine Radio Network website. So, Mr. Enders, we talked about so much, and I just loved it. I'm so glad that you came on my guest. I love giving out information. I love supporting my people. So just once again, before I let you go, tell everyone where they can find you at.
They can find me at my film, Lay My Hands Upon Thee, at www.laymyhandsuponthee.com. On Facebook, www.laymyhandsuponthee, Facebook. And on my website, www.jeromeenders.com. And Twitter, also at Jerome Enders at Twitter. And they could always Google me. I'm the scriptwriter. I'm the future scriptwriter, producer, the content developer, the one that we look for in the next couple of years. Thank you for having me on your show.
I love it. I love it so much, and I'm going to follow you. I'm going to support you. And you know what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on that big breakup in that next big film.
Oh, don't worry. This summertime, we got Goldilocks in the building. Trust me. We got Goldilocks in the building this summertime.
Miss Multi-Talented. And shout out to you, author Jerome Enders, everybody. And thank you for being a guest on the Miss Goldie to You show. And you have a good night. You can keep listening. And we'll be checking in with you, definitely.
All right. Thank you very much. And thanks for having me.
I love it. So if you just tuned in to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on CultureZine Radio Network, you know, we got author Jerome Enders was just on the line. He dropped some real knowledge. You never know what people do and what people are into. I had no idea that he mentors children. I have no idea that he teaches youth about the hip-hop culture and all these good things. See what you find out when you come listen to the Miss Goldie to You show? Yeah, you already know it. So before I bring my next guest on Infinity, I'm going to take y'all to the music, because after I get to talking to them, you will not believe who these guys are. So I'm going to go to a single of theirs that I just love called No Freedom. And then we'll be back live with Infinity Music Group.
Jones.
Infinity Music. This is Miss Skin on Kiki Beat. Can we approve of this message? Black Lives Matter. No freedom.
Strong black, just deal with the fact that we got problems too. Can you solve that? Not by shooting us 3, 4, 5 times, but take a little time. No name, no fame. This ain't a game. Just trying to figure out.
so we knockin' with the feet. We got girls being thoughts, so I'm just facing facts, and if you think I'm not, then why you with him? You didn't speak to him. But when I turned around, you were all in debt. They only want you for the pleasure, but with that pleasure comes the pain. You think you have fun, man, but that's insane. Just do what you gotta do and stay in your lane to the point. We're racing your name back then, we were slaves, but now we overpaid. My mom says we're sick, cause we took over this place.
Every lot of matters, but I got the facts. We're not a poor young team, not black. We killing each other with a beat that. Can I get my freedom back? You can see the young team die across the street. The whole world has reality. Gang, man, copy policy. Look at me, I'm a young black man.
If you just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And I know you're listening to the song and you're like, okay. So I got my boys on the line, Infinity Music Group. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, they are so adorable. And the reason why I think that they're so adorable and that their music exciting to me is, first off, tell them how old you guys are.
I'm 13.
I'm 15.
The youngest one is Kiki Beats.
And the oldest one is Miss Gina.
You see what I mean? And these boys are young, and they were referred to me by my good friend, my music mentor, Wise McGriff, over at Def Jam. Shout out to him. And he just really had, like, a special kind of liking to you guys. So it wasn't until, normally, you know, I listen to the music and I'm like, okay, they're rapping or whatever. So it wasn't until I did the pre-interview with you guys and found out who you were and what you stand for and what your message is what brought so much excitement to me. So I asked you the question of, what type of music and what type of artist would you guys compare yourself to?
Well, I wouldn't compare us to anybody because nobody's doing what we're doing.
You know, we our own vibe. You know, we have our own vibe. You know, we just can't compare to another artist out there.
So tell everybody what your vibe is, because that's what's most interesting. Because, you know, every artist thinks they got their own vibe. You know, they think they got their own swag. But I am positive that you guys have your own vibe. But I want you to tell everybody listening, what type of music and what message are you sending and what type of music are you guys creating?
Well, our music shows that we make being good look cool, because that's what we do.
Right.
So we don't have to be talking about, you know, all the negative stuff. We can be talking about what we actually do, what we live, and it can still sell and do what it do.
That's what I'm talking about. Do y'all hear this? So they're 13 and 15 years old, and already they have a plan to change the direction of hip-hop. And that's what I talk about so much. And, you know, I'm guilty of it as an artist. I've made a lot of questionable songs. But, you know, I felt like I did what I had to do at the time, which makes me have even more favor for you guys, because you're not feeling like you got to conform with what's going on right now, that y'all going to make y'all own lane and y'all going to run with it. And I so love that about you guys. So
thank you.
Another thing I want everyone to know is actually who is your manager?
Our managers are our parents, basically.
And how does that work out for you guys? Like, do you feel like, okay, this is my manager sometime, this is my mom and dad sometime, or do you always feel like this is my mom and dad all the time?
Well,
are you
we balance the two. So when we out
that,
at shows,
that was the safe answer, right?
Yeah, that is the safe answer.
The 15-year-old must have gave that answer. What the other one did? Look at your father. That is so funny, and you guys are so cute. So if you had the opportunity right now to create a song or perform with anyone in this world, who would it be?
Jermaine Dupri.
Yup. Shout out to Jermaine
Shout
Dupri.
Shout out to Jermaine Dupri.
If you listening, man, we're ready to work with you.
You know it.
He going to holler at y'all one day. You could best believe it. Y'all keep putting in the work like you doing and keep grinding and stay true to who you are. Eventually, everybody's going to know who you are. And you won't be shouting out the work with them. They're going to be saying, where them two boys at? Where Infinity at? So I'm going to play another song of you guys that I also love. It's called Sorry. And if you just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie To You Show, Infinity Music Group. We're going into Sorry, and we will be right back.
Tell my God. Girl, I'm thinking about you. Tell my God. Girl, this is you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you.
What is it with love? Is it some kind of drug? But whatever it is, I think I had enough. I'm not gonna go through this deep depression, cause if I do, I'ma be screaming and yelling. He tell me not to do this, but go behind my back. Instead of telling me, he tell someone else and that's fact. Now I'm done. My heart is broken. I never spoken to you cause you won't open. But your own one, now what it do? There's two stories, a lie and a truth. You fool me once, can't move you. Now I'ma do what I gotta do, what I can. I'm stuck, oh man, I'm out of love. Someone please, please help me up. The power of love and all the above. Oh my gosh, why can't I just give up? To be honest, I think I could. I just been through so much, and yes, including you. Leaving on and off, I don't have a clue.
I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you.
I'm sorry that I caused you pain. I'm not very good at this game. Why I feel so ashamed? Just know you're not the one to blame. I'm not gonna lay you back to the floor. I'm just gonna act cause you're my princess. I'm your prince. I'm trying to show you worthiness. I want you to be the best. And I shot so hard, I'm sorry for it. Girl, I pay dollars for it. Most beautiful girl in the world. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm glad you're mine, so don't leave. I can't live without you. You hug me or call my name. That sad voice, I hear the pain. I see the tears and I cry too. I'm too lit to say I love you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. Can I kiss the dick? Can I make it better? We always run towards nice and sweaty. Baby girl, I want you. I'm not the one to say it, but I know it's probably back. I love that cute smile, talking to you every day. Those late night calls when we argue over who's better. Or when I see you rocking in my football, what I can't wait to see you again. I really miss you. Yeah, like my best friend. And I'm sorry that I hurt you. So can I get a redo? I'm sorry that I hurt you. So can I get a redo? Girl, I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you.
That is so cute. And if you have just tuned in, you're now live with the Miss Goldie To You Show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives, and we love breaking new artists. We just love it. Artists, go to the website, submit your music to the Artist of the Week, Artist of the Month. They have some really good contests going on for unsigned artists. Also, visit me on Facebook and Instagram. I also have a lot of good opportunities for artists and unsigned artists. So now we're back with Infinity Music Group. So, guys, tell me, what were you thinking when you made this Sorry song?
Well, at the time, you know, we were very emotional. You know, we need some emotional thugs, you know? But nah, you know, we just, it was around Valentine's, you know, we just felt like for the girls who hasn't been shown love, you know, why not give them some? Why not give them some, you know? So we were like, all right, let's create a song, you know.
You know what? I can't deal with these two because most young boys is out here disrespecting women and trying to see what they, and you out here giving love to the girls that ain't got no love. Miss Goldie don't be having no love either. I love this Sorry song, and I'm going to have it in my playlist. You know, I'm going to be sitting around. Oh, I love y'all, too. Y'all are so adorable. And I'm going to be following you and keeping up with you, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys in the future because I know we have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of things on the table. And so where can everybody find you guys at?
Well, first, I want to shout out our boy Daniel, because he wanted a shout out. And you can find us.
Shout out to Daniel. 203 is heavy on the line, too. Your fan base is crazy. Y'all got my boards in here all lit up with the 203. I like Connecticut, too. I got people in Connecticut. And y'all definitely got it lit up in here. Got y'all on the radio. They talking about respecting women and freedom. And they not even 18 years old. Some of you grown-ups should be ashamed of yourselves, right?
We want to shout out our city. We need them for tuning in.
So what's going on with the girls? What's that like for you guys?
Looking at the parents.
Looking at the parents again. I love it.
You know,
I'm all about that education first. So, you know, once I get that done, then, you know, I'll go to the girls, you know. Let me get that education.
You know what? They got some good parents. I think your parents should start a boot camp to help other parents to get their kids in line. They know how to answer the questions correctly. They know to look to their parents first. Wait a minute. What do I say? I love it, and I love that you're so focused on life and doing the right thing, and Ms. Goldie will always be here to support you guys. And thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
I love it, and I'm so glad. I meant to call Wise earlier and thank him and tell him how excited I was after I spoke to you guys yesterday. And I love what your parents are doing. And if I could be of any assistance, you know, just reach out to me. You guys have my number. You're on all my social networks. If y'all want to see who they are, follow them. Just go to my social networks. They all up on there. And I'm going to be supporting them. You might see them in some events powered by Miss Goldie to you. You never know what's going to happen. And thank you guys so much for coming on my show. And it was my pleasure.
And if you don't know how to spell Infinity Music, it's NFINITYMUZIK.
That's what I'm talking about. Real quick, tell everyone about the interview that you did before mine.
Well, before this interview, we got an interview, a casting call with the rap game, Jermaine Dupri show on Lifetime.
You know it.
And we think it went pretty well, but the worst part about it is the wait. We gotta wait to see if we get a call back.
That's the worst feeling ever.
Tell me about it. Sit there with your stomach in knots.
Yeah.
But the best thing I could do is tell you to pray, and everybody listening, pray for them, because I would love to see you on that show. And then I could say they was on Miss Goldie's show first. And then when you know y'all get all famous and everything, y'all could come on back and, you know, take me around the world with y'all. I can report live from Infinity Music Group.
And you can
it was my pleasure.
And you can follow us on Instagram at
Music with a Z, right?
Yes, M-U-Z-I-K.
We got you. And it's on my website. You can always go look. Infinity Music Group, Ms. Goldie to you, Coach Azeem Radio Network and all of that. And shout out to Yonkers. Shout out to everybody always listening. I love you. And make sure you tune in next week to the Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show. We're going to have a representative from Two Sisters, Two Lupus. We're going to tell you how to get involved in that. Maybe you guys, Infinity, can get involved in that and, you know, start your own little group up there, and we can just raise a lot of money for Lupus and a lot of money for a whole bunch of other things. Stay tuned to the Ms. Goldie to You Show. And before we leave, I just want to give a shout-out to the couple of the people that I've been working with. Shout-out to Rhea Red. She's always working behind the scenes on the Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show. Shout-out to Mr. Ed Waters. He's always keeping me calm. And Mr. Shaki Abdul, they're just my go-to people in this radio industry. I tell people I got a new respect for radio hosts and radio show producers, because it's not just about, you know, chit-chatting. All of a sudden, chit-chatting becomes difficult, man. You know, but shout-out to everybody that always listens. I love y'all. And thank you for tuning in to the Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show. See you next week.
No convincing, might sound offensive, but I'm gonna push your labels, miss.